Guest tonight, Boy Scout Troop 132 is going to lead us in the color guard.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagan, will you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under item two, board update, we'll have presentation of board member recognition.
I want to thank Troop 132. The district invited them here tonight as a special way of getting us started and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. January is School Board Member Recognition Month. And as part of a service to students, the Ohio School Board Association takes the month of January and asks districts to recognize the work that occurs within its school system with the five school board members. And for anyone affiliated with schools, you understand the importance of service to kids. And these are key leaders in districts throughout the state of Ohio. If I may, I just want to read the certificate of appreciation. This is presented to our school board members from Norton City Schools in sincere appreciation for exemplary leadership and service to public schools, presented on School Board Recognition Month, January 2018. So I want to personally thank the five school board members that are here tonight and their service to our schools. I know we talk a lot, and every time we meet, we're discussing the students in this district and how we can get them to new places. So it is my honor to present each of you with the certificate of recognition. Jennifer?
Thank you.
Thank you. Cindy?
Thank you.
Chris?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Willis?
Get your steps in.
Get some steps in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Can we have a round of applause for our board members, please? Thank you.
I'd like to talk a little bit about our meeting on Saturday. The board on Saturday had a work session along with Mrs. Hagenbusch and Mr. Addis. And a big topic for our district, unfortunately, is budget cuts and a levy that we have to pursue. And so our district is, we are all together working very hard and looking closely at our budget. The one thing that we are trying our best to do is to not affect academics and the things that go on in the classrooms. So unfortunately, with the cuts that the state has made on our budget, as well as our inability to pass a levy last fall, we are making some budget cuts and some things are already in our agenda for tonight. And we're going to continue to look at that. On a more positive note, we are putting together a district planning committee. That is something that will be made up of our board, and we're going to develop or invite other people to be a part of this committee. But the purpose of the committee is to look at what our needs are 5, 10, 15 years down the road so that we can start planning for the future for our district. Mr. Addis and Mrs. Hagenbusch are already looking at things. Mr. Addis has a lot of ideas of things, changes that we need to do that will help us move forward and improve our district. And that is something that our board is committed to doing. So it's exciting. It's going to be tough. We know that we're going to be affecting some families, and those are very difficult decisions to do. But again, we are trying to maintain everything that we're doing academically and to move forward academically. So, I don't know, Dana, did you want to add anything?
No, part of, and we actually met for 4 hours on Saturday. It was a great meeting. I mean, there were tough discussions, but part of it included the goals that the board has for the district. You know, financial goals, academic goals, athletics, the arts, but most importantly, centered around, you know, how we're able to provide resources for our teachers who work with our students on a daily basis. So, again, tough conversations and tough decisions. But ultimately, we want to do what's best for the kids that are in this district and in the years that they're with us, that they will leave us having had an amazing experience. And, you know, really our job is to do whatever we can to provide resources for that to occur. So it was a good session.
Yeah, it was. One other thing that I want to remind people is last couple weeks ago, we made a decision to move our committee, the whole meetings, to Monday nights. They'll be held at 6 o'clock. The same meeting night as the Board of Education meeting. So the Committee of the Whole will start at 6, and then the Board of Education meeting will be at 7:30. So our next meeting for both of those is on February 12th.
It'll be the second Monday instead of the third.
Correct.
Yeah, did I say the third?
No, you didn't say it at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it'll be the second Monday of the month. So just so that everyone is aware. Okay. At this point, we'll move into student recognition, students of the month.
Excellent. Not related to budget at all, but a total celebration. Every month is our students of the month with our fantastic building principals and teachers that present the kids here tonight. And we'll start with Norton Primary tonight.
I have the pleasure to introduce two wonderful people. The little one here on my left is Hayden Venez. She is one of our outstanding kindergarten students at Norton Primary. And to her left is Mrs. Maddle, one of the seven kindergarten teachers at Norton Primary.
Okay, so when they asked me to preach student of the month, it was not hard at all. I knew exactly who I was going to pick. Hayden has been a leader since the first day of kindergarten. She's not only kind to others, but very helpful. She's always willing to lend a hand. Her quiet and respectful personality shows how very humble she is as well. Not looking to be recognized with an award or praise, it's just her nature to be there for others. My important lesson in our classroom every day is friends help friends, and Hayden makes sure to be that friend each day without even being asked. She is a problem solver. She is respectful and responsible, which are all important characteristics to not only help her be a great friend, but allow her to be an amazing student and excel in her learning. A famous quote by Dr. Seuss comes to mind when I think of Hayden. Today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. This may just be her kindergarten year, but this will not be the last time you'll hear of this young lady. I know that she's off to great places here in Norton, and I am so proud of her, and I will always will be, every time I hear of her great accomplishments still yet to come.
Next, we'll move to first and second at Norton Elementary, Mrs. Wendy Manet.
So first grade this evening, I have Alyssa Hall, who Mrs. Hadley quickly wanted to nominate for Student of the Month. And what's so funny is I remember kindergarten screening her because she had such a precious spirit when I got to sit and do a little test with her. So when Mrs. Hadley picked her, I was like, oh, that was over a year ago that I got to meet her. So Mrs. Hadley had more she wanted to share.
Alyssa is such a positive child, always comes in with this great attitude. She has such a sweet, compassionate, and empathetic personality. She's very concerned with the feelings of other students and the well-being of her classmates. Overall, she's just a wonderful citizen. Alyssa has an interesting way of thinking of things, a little out of the box. which is good. We do analogies every day as part of our morning work, and we have one analogy. Well, up is to down as uphill is to blank. And you would assume, since up and down are opposite, uphill and downhill, but Alyssa came up with down low. So how can you argue with that? Alyssa is a girl who tries hard every day in my classroom, whether it comes to reading and decoding or spelling when she's writing, how to figure out how to do story problems. She looks, she listens, so she can learn. She makes really interesting connections to what we're doing. She shares them without interrupting others in order to do so. She always has a smile on her face, and she has a kind word for her table mates. She is a problem solver. She figures out how to solve the problems and make others happy in a respectful way and without hurting feelings or without coming to town. She is responsible and she stays on task. I chose Alyssa for our first grade student of the month because I wanted to know how much I notice and appreciate all her effort and hard work. I always told my own kids that as long as you believe in yourself and you work hard, you can be anything you want to be. And anything worth having is worth working for. So I know Alyssa can take that advice. She's a hard worker already and she'll be successful. And I look forward to seeing how far she goes and where this world will take her. Thank you.
And then we have Rylan King, or Kiss, I'm so sorry, it's Rylan. And I have to tell you, the minute I asked for second grade, Mrs. Bruning was right in my office. She's like, I have the kid, the perfect role model. So that's why she picked Rylan, but she has a lot more. Mrs. Merrick, so this is Mrs. Bruning and Mrs. Merrick, and they're gonna share more about Rylan.
Good evening. Well, it's with great pleasure to have Rylan as student of the month. Rylan is in second grade in my class, and he is in a post-teach environment. The word that comes to my mind when I think of Rylan, even right off the bat the first day, is role model. And he's really an exemplary student in so many ways. And, you know, often we say to kids, you know, make sure you're always doing the right thing, even when nobody is watching. And he truthfully is, but I wouldn't know that unless I'm watching. So I'm watching every time I catch him, whatever it might be doing, if he's supposed to be sitting quietly, if he's supposed to be sitting and reading, whatever it may be, he is truly doing the right thing. Every day, Rylan enters the classroom with a smile and a positive attitude. In the morning, he is ready to go as far as having his supplies, having everything he needs. When I think about him and even his space in which he works in, he is always very organized. He comes to school prepared. He has his homework all ready to go. His tasks and everything are always complete. Even in class, he works in a timely manner. He's very conscientious about his work. His work is always very neat. And during free time, Rylan loves to read books, and his favorite's Dr. Seuss. Imagine. So when I think of Rylan in another sense, or another word that comes to mind, is self-discipline. Rylan's friendly, he's kind, he's compassionate. He's always the first to be willing to help with anything, whether it's adults, other students in the classroom. It doesn't matter the size of task, he is ready to help. On the outside, when I think about Rylan and we've gotten to know one another, he's into youth wrestling. Also, he loves to play baseball, so he's doing other things on the outside of school. And he has shared with me that he likes to collect rocks. So that could be very interesting going into third grade, because I know the curriculum in third, they do a lot of rocks in science. So when I think of Rylan, again, the word that comes to my mind is role model, and I can't wait to see where he goes these next few years. I'm glad that I'll have the opportunity to watch him grow. Mrs. Merrick?
There's three things when I think of Rylan, automatically. The first one, he is a quiet leader. He leads with his actions, whether it's in the classroom, in the hallway, during transition. He is spot on with his leadership skills. I can count on him. Secondly, he's helpful, kind, considerate, and not just with the adults in the classroom, with his table mates, with his peers. He is consistent with that. It makes our job easier, but I think his peers appreciate it too. They can count on him, his table mates. And third, it makes me smile, he is just so polite. Consistently, as much as a second grade boy can be, he is that polite. The pleases, the thank yous, and everything in between. It's a pleasure to work with him and to be in the class with him. It truly is.
Next, we have Mr. Sackett, third and fourth grade.
It's okay.
Well, that more space over here. We've got another teacher today, so.
You can remind him to stay, get a picture with him.
Yes, 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 I wrote that down.
My pleasure to introduce 200-foot young ladies. We have third grader Serenity Sheets in the health design tonight. Her is Mrs. Joseph and Mrs. Woolley. And over here, fourth grade, we have Grace Fragoff. And to help represent her are Mrs. Williams, Mrs. Floor, and Mr. Oatman. We're going to start with third grade and Serenity.
Miss Woolley and I, without a doubt, easily picked Serenity. She is definitely a shining light in our classroom. She's always smiling, as you can see. And she's got a cute smile. So she, and anytime any classmates or anybody, you know, just aren't smiling or kind of feeling down or anything, she's always there trying to pick them up. She's also really hardworking. She is not afraid to ask questions, show perseverance in her work, and just really try her best until she truly understands what she's working on. We did an activity in our class where we had the kiddos come up with character traits for Serenity, and it was just a lot of similar things, and those things were that she was kind and caring and loving and hardworking, and so it just really shows how others view her as well as a student. A couple of different students had different stories about how like on the playground, if Serenity ever sees somebody who doesn't have a friend to play with or is upset or something, she goes over, she engages in conversation, tries to get them to play with her, tries to cheer them up, and I just think that's a really great characteristic for a student, for a child, to show that kind of genuine, you know, care for others. So it's pretty easy to be proud of her and want to recognize her for how wonderful she is.
Serenity, I just can count on her every day when I walk in to have a smile and give a hug. I know if I'm having a bad day, she's there to give me a hug, not only to friends, but to Mrs. Joseph and I as well.
Serenity, thank you for hugging Mrs. Woolley.
I'm Mrs. Floor, and I have Grace for Language Arts. So oftentimes I teach you how to hook that reader by finding a quote, and I happen to find a quote that I thought fit you very well. Thomas Jefferson once said, "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it." Grace Fridhoff being named Student of the Month by all her fourth grade teachers is no fluke. There's no luck when Grace receives high marks on her report card. There's no luck when her clip moves up daily on the behavior chart. And there's no luck that students look to her for an example of model citizenship. Grace is all these things and more. The student we are blessed to teach completes every assignment given to her in the most scrutinous fashion. Right now, Grace is wondering, what does scrutinous mean? I'm gonna go look it up when I get home. And she'll have it, no doubt. Once she concludes an assignment, she then succeeds it with an original assignment of her own. The topic taught in social studies that day often comes to school the following day in the form of a poster to show what she's learned that day. True story, like times 10 times she's done this. Grace's inquisitiveness, her drive, her competitive spirit are leading her to a bright future. She knows that success doesn't come by luck. It comes from hard work, persistent effort, and most of all, love of what you do. Grace's love of learning is proof of this.
When I was asked if I had any suggestions, oh, by the way, I'm Mrs. Williams, I'm the music teacher. So when I was asked if I had any suggestions for the fourth grade student of the month, it didn't take me long at all to think of Grace. I've had the privilege of being your music teacher for the past 4.5 years. The word that comes to mind when I think of Grace is calm. In kindergarten, it takes time for the students to get the hang of how this whole school thing works, not Grace. There could be a student crying because they wanted to go home, someone else was out of their seat, another student was shouting things out, but not Grace. She was calm, quiet, and ready to learn from day one. Once she started taking piano lessons in first grade, I've had the pleasure of listening to her grow as a musician. When she first started playing for her class, the melodies were simple and the harmony was sparse. She works hard. Over the years, the difficulty of her pieces has increased, and just this morning, she played Scott Joplin's The Entertainer for her class. It's a tough piece. Her calm, pleasant demeanor, her work ethic, and her leadership in the classroom are qualities that have taken her far in school and will serve her well in life. Congratulations, and thanks for sharing your music with us, Grace.
Next, Mrs. Gerber, and middle school student of the month.
Representing the middle school, last month, Bailey couldn't make it. Bailey Schutze, she was playing basketball for Norton, so we were able to get her to come this month for our student of the month. When you look at her, you don't realize how scrappy she is on the basketball court, but she is probably one of the best players we have right now on the floor. Mr. Shaner, when she gets up to you in high school.
I've already heard.
Yeah, you already heard.
I'm just saying to Ms. Cascado, I already heard about her basketball exploits.
She's a joy to watch. So amongst that, she has many other great qualities. Mrs. Zetz is here representing the 8th grade team tonight, and she's going to talk a little bit more about it.
So the 8th grade team unanimously wanted to nominate Bailey, obviously last month, but got to do it this month, and we're super excited. Because when we think about Bailey, there are so many positive things that we think about. First of all, she has a positive mindset. She is driven and giving 100% of herself every day in everything that she does. She gives herself to our community, working with National Junior Honor Society. She's worked with the school as an office helper. She's worked with the school on her time, on her days off last year when we were transitioning and moving to this building. She donated her time to help us with that move and that transition. She dedicated time to our campaign to feed starving children. So she does a lot of stuff in our community, as well as a lot of the stuff that she does with athletics and academics. She plays volleyball, she plays basketball, she does an AAU travel team. All of those things take time, take dedication, take hard work, take discipline. And those are the words that we think of when we think of Bailey. Every day, that's this young lady. She is driven to perform and excel in whatever it is that she does. So when I think of Bailey, I think of 100%. 100% every day, all the time. I cannot think of a time when I've seen her in the hallway, whether it be in the mornings before class has even started, or in my classroom fifth period, which happens right before lunch, when other students are tired or a little bit less energetic. That's not Bailey. She's always giving 100%. And it's cool as a teacher to be able to inspire students. It's even cooler as a teacher to be inspired by students. And Bailey is one of those students that inspires me to always give my best and my 100%, even on the days that I don't necessarily always feel up to it, because I'm sure that there's times when she walks through the door and she doesn't feel up to it, but she does it anyways, consistently. So dedicated, hardworking, and 100% effort all the time would be how we, the eighth grade teachers, would describe Bailey.
Next, from our high school, Mr. Shaner.
This is senior Donovan Hodges. Look at this good looking guy. He asked me today, he said, what should I wear tonight? And I said, you don't have to get dressed up, and you see how well the high school students listen to me anyway. So, yeah, it looks better than I do tonight. So, Donovan is a member of our football and baseball teams. He came to us a couple of years ago from Hoban High School, I think before your sophomore year, is that correct?
Or right, beginning after the sophomore year.
After your sophomore year. Okay. So he came to us a few years ago, and just to kind of give you an idea of how good of a kid he is, because I don't want to steal any thunder from you here, Mrs. Cascalvin, but really the reason that you nominated Donovan was because he's just an absolute great
kid. Nice kid.
Just about the much smile he has, and you know, you can't beat that. So in football, this year I know you used to play fullback, used to score some touchdowns, things like that. It's kind of a glory position. But Coach Tank kind of needed you on the offensive line this year sometimes, right? And what'd you do? You went and played offensive line, not a glory position, because that's what the team needed. And that's the kind of young man that Donovan is. He volunteers his time at St. Augustine Church. He wants to go to college locally. Is that because Monsters are waiting on his head? Trying to get some brownie points with Mom. But wants to go to college locally. He wants to become a financial advisor. And one of the big things about Donovan that I love is you will find him all the time at Norton Panther athletic events and things like that. Just this past Saturday night, you were sitting right in front of me over at Coventry in our high school basketball game, cheering on his brothers, his teammates, and his friends as part of the basketball team. So, Ms. Cascalvin, do you want to say anything? Putting you on the spot, but...
I wasn't planning on speaking, but I think so highly of Donovan that I would like to nominate his parents as parents of the month. He did such an amazing job for this young man. So I think the world of him.
And it's so neat, too, when I watch the Students of the Month, because this is who I get to deal with at the high school level, you know, big kids, and, you know, Donovan obviously is a big, really grown man. And it's so funny to see where's she at? The little girl back here. I mean, Students of the Month come in all shapes and sizes, and it's so awesome. So once again, senior Donovan Hodges, congratulations.
At this time, we're going to take a break so that we can congratulate all the Students of the Month, but we'd like them all to maybe gather over here so Mr. Addis can get a photo. Okay, you ready? Under public participation, do we have any visitors or guests who would like to speak? Okay. Item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
Okay. Agenda is approved 5-0. Under board business, so the board currently has 5 committees. The assignments are there. Community engagement will be led by Pat Santelli and myself as a co-member. Finance is led by Cindy Webble as the chairman with Chris Inks. Instruction technology, I am the chairman, and Pat is also part of that committee. Operations, Lewis Yule is the chair, and Cindy is also a member, Cindy Webble. And then under policy, Chris Inks is the chairman, and Lewis Yule is a member. And then as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, we are going to set up a district planning committee, yet to be determined the members of that. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve the resolution declaring it necessary to levy an additional tax for the purpose of current expenses and requesting the Summit County Fiscal Officer to certify the total current tax valuation of the school district and the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by that additional levy pursuant to sections 5705.03 and 5705.21 of the revised code, attachment A.
So moved.
Any discussion?
Yes, it doesn't say this in the resolution that you read or the portion of it, but this is a 3.9 mil levy. And if you remember, November, we put a 2.9 mil levy on the ballot that unfortunately did not pass. The largest reason that we need to increase it to a 3.9 is the collections are in the year that you passed the levy, so we didn't pass it in last year, so that misses an entire year's collections. So we had to increase the millage to make up for that difference. You'll see later in the agenda there are some reductions that Mr. Addison and Mrs. Bennett spoke about, and those are all in the budget prior to asking for the levy. So it's still, even with the reductions, that's the amount that's needed.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, can I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes December 18th, 2017, attachment B, and item B, special session meeting minutes January 8th, 2018, attachment C?
Do we want to separate those just out of here?
We can vote on them together. We've done that in the past.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want them separated.
No,
I don't have a problem reading it.
Yet. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve warrants December 2017, attachment D, and item B, approve financial statement December 2017, attachment E?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Bennett? Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Sorry. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. He's at home.
I'm sorry.
Under Superintendent Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve item A, approve personnel retirement resignation leave termination number 1, John Tanksley, high school varsity football coach resignation, effective January 17th, 2018.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to say just a couple quick things that, you know, Coach Tanksley resigning, I wish him well. I give Coach Tank a lot of credit. Being a head coach of a major sport in a school district takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, not only with the kids, but the parents. And he, watching him interact with our youth programs all the way up to the high school, it was good. I think, you know, a lot of kids learned from him and gained some knowledge and hopefully life skills, and I wish him the best.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified substitute pending background and license check items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item C, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified substitute pending background and license check item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item D, can I have a motion to approve the following individuals for winter athletic services, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item E, can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the following positions, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I know Mrs. Bennett talked a little bit at the beginning, you know, about some of the decisions that the district has made. And, you know, they're difficult discussions, but they're conversations that we had with people, you know, obviously offering support and help and working with the people as, you know, we have those conversations with them. So They're not easy. They know it. We know it. We're trying to get the district to a place where financially we become stable. We're not right now. And unfortunately, that's leading to some of these discussions. But, you know, obviously, we're remaining professional with them during this time.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item F, can I have a motion to approve the creation of a preschool long-term sub half-day teaching position Monday through Thursday at Norton Primary Elementary?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm going to ask Eric just to explain this for a second.
Because we have a Norton Developmental Preschool at Norton Primary, it's part of a preschool special education unit. And what drives that is for purposes of our licensing requirements and the adult to child ratio, we've reached a point in our current enrollment with our 3 a.m.s and our 3 p.m. classrooms that we do need to add an additional 4th a.m. classroom in the morning. It's listed here as a long-term sub because I don't know necessarily if that enrollment with kids moving on to kindergarten, if that will be needed in the fall of the 18-19 school year.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve items G and H?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Item 10, superintendent's report.
Just excited. I know our next committee of the whole is February 12th, and by then I think many of the groups will have already had their second meeting this semester. So, you know, I'm a part of many of those, if not all of them, and we've had some really good discussions about a number of topics. So all of the administrative team and board members leading that will report out on the 12th.
Okay. Mr. Yule.
Congratulations to the students of the month. Every time that we have students of the month, it just goes to show the work that parents of Norton kids put in, our teachers and administrators, and it's great to see. Thank you to the Boy Scout troops for starting off our meeting tonight. That was great. And just on a sports side of things, the wrestling team took second in the J.C. Gorman tournament a couple weekends ago as they fight weather and so forth. So congratulations to them and all the sports. The winter sports are doing great. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Mrs. Webber.
Congratulations to students of the month. Thank you to the Boy Scouts. I was a Girl Scout for a long time. And I was a Girl Scout leader, too, so I know the importance. I really enjoyed it. And congratulations to our speech and debate team. They came home from Worcester with 4 titles, so
that's fantastic.
They do excellent every time they go somewhere. So,
Mr. Inks.
First, thank you to Troop 132 for coming out tonight. Appreciate all you guys do in the community. I know I see the Boy Scouts out everywhere, it seems like, you know, doing something. They seem to have a hand in everything, so I really appreciate that. Again, congratulations to the students of the month. Like Lewis said, it's a great testament to the parents we have in our community as well. Students are one thing that I feel it's an extension of their home and their family and what they've been taught. So I appreciate what students do. And sports, they're all doing great. Crazy getting back on schedule after all the snow days and everything. So hopefully we can keep everybody healthy and keep them going.
Mr. Santelli.
I notice a lot of the faces here are very familiar to this room every second or third Monday of the month, and it's been my pleasure tonight to sit back here and watch as the teachers were talking about, or teachers and principals were talking about the students. They were petting their hair, rubbing their shoulders, and it was like they really love their kids. Then I also looked at the parents. So the next time you're here, next month, obviously take a good look at the little kids who are there, or the big kids who are there, and notice them, but look at the parents, because their faces tell a whole different story. I saw one parent with a tear in her eye tonight. I thought, that's what this is about. We're teaching kids to be better citizens, and the people who are teaching them are amazing citizens, and I thank the teachers and the administrators in this district. It's a great place to be.
Thank you. I'd like to congratulate the Students of the Month also, and thank you to the Boy Scout Troop 132, and thank you for staying. You didn't have to, but you did, so we appreciate that.
They get a merit badge for that.
Yes.
They actually do have to for an assignment they're working on.
Oh. You didn't have to say that.
But they said they would have anyways.
Okay, all right. I buy your popcorn. I'm no longer a Girl Scout leader, but hey, it's Girl Scout cookie time, so just want to put that plug out for the Girl Scouts. Also to Coach Tanksley, I wish him the best. And then one other thing that I wanted to mention is the Norton Classroom Teacher Association has introduced this first annual Mary Classa, My School, My City Art Contest. Mrs. Classa passed away not too long ago. She was a long-term art teacher. All three of my girls had her as a teacher. So I just want to read this. It says, in memory of our beloved elementary art teacher and student advocate, Mrs. Mary Classa, we invite our students to submit original artwork in one of four categories. Fill in the white space with color and ideas, she would remind you. It's open to all students, pre-K through 12th grade. The submission deadline is March 2nd, and they are giving away six $100 prizes. She would have loved this, and I think this is a wonderful thing to do in her name and her honor. So, thank you to the NCTA for putting that together. And with that, can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.